Tomorrow's issue of the New England Journal of Medicine includes a report of something very unusual. A patient who emerged from what doctors call a vegetative state, a young woman with brain injuries from a car accident, lay open-eyed but unconscious for more than a year. But after 3 years, she was blinking her eyes to answer yes or no questions, and 5 years after her injury, she was sent to a long-term care facility. Her rehabilitation, which cost more than $1 million, flies in the face of a working medical definition. After a year, a vegetative state is said to be no longer merely persistent, but permanent. Dr. Ronald Cranford is a neurologist and an ethicist who is co-chairman of a multi-society task force that studies and defines permanent vegetative state, and he disagrees with a suggestion made in the journal article that the word permanent ought to be discarded, considering this and one other documented recovery.
When we said permanent, we said there weren't absolutes. We were aware there were exceptions to the rule, but we felt the exceptions were so infrequent, and even with exceptions, they didn't recover that well, that we nevertheless decided to use the term permanent at 1 year because we felt that's the point at which there were no well-documented cases of meaningful recovery.
But when you have to judge whether the improvement is significant or not, I mean, let me read from the New England Journal article, sure, which says that 5 years after injury, the patient could follow conversations and was communicating by mouthing words and short phrases. She enjoyed pampering, and her mood was usually euphoric. Her attention span was limited to 15 minutes with consistent orientation to person only. Mm-hmm. Her nutritional needs were supplied by oral feeding, weight and nutritional status were good throughout her course. She remained wheelchair-bound and totally dependent for all care. This is not a recovery to robust health,
right. But
it's something that her mother, for example, we read in the article, hoping forever for her recovery, seems to recognize some real improvement in her daughter's condition.
Yeah, and from the mother's standpoint, to her, this is real improvement. And the question is that real improvement to most of us, who, if they could fully understand what this condition meant? She's wheelchair-bound. She's able to feed herself, I believe, but she probably has severe contractions of her arms and legs, so really unable to move in any meaningful way. And she has an attention span of 15 minutes, which isn't a great deal. And the other thing it says, consistent orientation to person only, that means that she may be aware of people around her, who they are, maybe.
Let me ask you about a statement in the American Academy of Neurology's guidelines on the permanent vegetative state. This is number Roman numeral 4. It says, it is good medical practice to initiate the artificial provision of fluids and nutrition when the patient's prognosis is uncertain, and to allow for the termination of treatment at a later date when the patient's condition becomes hopeless. If hopelessness is placed at roughly a year after the vegetative state is deemed permanent, isn't that really saying it is good medical practice to cut off fluids and nutrition and to let the patient die instead after a year in a vegetative state?
Not exactly. That specific paragraph was intended to say to doctors, if you don't know what the patient's going to do or how they're going to end up, treat aggressively, including nutrition, hydration. Then when you know that they're permanent beyond 1 year, then it's not mandatory to stop treatment, but it's certainly permissible for the family to make the decision. If they want treatment stopped beyond that point, then it can be done. And if they don't, then it should be continued.
Well, Dr. Cranford, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay.
Neurologist Ronald Cranford spoke to us from Minneapolis. The New England Journal of Medicine article we talked about was written by Drs. Nancy Childs and Walt Mercer.